The Huskies heating up in the hunt for home ice. North Dakota looks to get their hands on some hardware. And Dynamic Denver shows their domination by mauling Miami. Those stories and much more straight ahead on the NCHC Radio Show.
College hockey fans, the home conference to the last four national champions returns to Xcel Energy Center and the state of hockey this March. Four NCHC teams will compete for a championship at the 2020 NCHC Frozen Faceoff, March 20th and 21st. Don't miss a moment of the action.
Two-game single-session tickets start at just $35. Purchase your NCHC Frozen Faceoff tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
This is the NCHC Radio Show, and I'm Jim Rich. Well, just 2 weeks remain, but there is so much to be determined before the regular season wraps up, as the Penrose Cup and home ice playoff spots are still up for grab. And those two worlds collided in the Granite City. North Dakota was hoping to clinch a share of the Penrose Cup, but St. Cloud State had thoughts of home ice. Not surprisingly, this tilt couldn't be settled in regulation or overtime. So we went to a shootout with Jim Erickson of Learfield IMG College on the call.
Easton Brodzinski, the leading goal scorer for the Huskies. Right to left, shootout attempt number one. Down the slot, he scores! Kawaguchi, left to right, grabs it at center. In on the near side, shot saved
by Reddick! Hey, baby!
Extra point here for the Huskies. They get two. It's a shootout win here at the Herb Brooks National Hockey Center.
The Huskies earn the extra point thanks to NCHC Goaltender of the Week David Rennick's big save. The junior netminder was on his game the following night as well, holding UND to just a goal deep into the contest, setting the stage for Jack Paling's heroics.
Gives it to Nick Paling, to Jack Paling. Here's a shot! He scores! Jack Paling, his third goal of the weekend. He rings it off the bar, and the Huskies have the lead. It's 2-1.
The Huskies stunned the top-ranked team in the country 2-1 to secure five big points in pursuit of a home ice playoff spot. North Dakota now returns home to face another motivated team in Western Michigan. UND head coach Brad Berry would love nothing more than wrapping up his team's third Penrose Cup title this weekend, but he understands the Broncos will have their own agenda.
We're going to expect a fast-paced game again. We've got a team that plays hard and plays the right way, and they have things in front of them that they want to accomplish, and so do we. So, you know, it's coming down to the end where we got four games here, and there's things that everybody's playing for. Home ice, obviously they are playing right in the middle of it there. They're playing for, pairwise, to get tournament, seedings and different things like that. So it's going to be a very competitive weekend, and a team that we're very familiar with that plays the right way.
Western Michigan is in the middle of the fray for home ice as well. Last weekend, the 19th-ranked Broncos squared off in a top 20 battle when they hosted then number 4 Minnesota Duluth. The Bulldogs were up in the opener, but Western won it with 3 in the third, giving the Broncos their 7th straight win at Lawson. Even though Western didn't secure the sweep, head coach Andy Murray was pleased with the effort throughout the weekend, and it provides him encouragement for what lies ahead.
It does prepare us now to go to North Dakota, because we're going to face the same thing this coming weekend when we play North Dakota. But, shout out to our players for their compete level here, and we would have liked nothing better than to have won both games against Duluth. And we'll park that loss on Saturday and move on and prepare to play, obviously, with their record, the best team in the country right now.
Game two of that series could have gone either way, but the puck luck was with the Bulldogs, as we hear from Bruce Siski on the UMD radio network.
Here come the Bulldogs. In over the line, Noah Cates. Left wing, Quinn Olson, a shot blocker by Bussey. Rebound, they score! It came off a stick and into the net, and the Bulldogs have taken the lead 2-1.
Quinn Olson does indeed get credit for the game winner, and now the Bulldogs are within a half dozen points of the top spot. But they'll be on the road to face Colorado College. The Tigers coming off a split with Omaha. The opener was all UNO.
Right side. He'll give it up high. Smallage. Hammer shot. Score! This one tipped in front, I believe. May have hit one of the CC defenders. They're celebrating as if it's Smallage's goal. The Mavericks now a 1-0 lead.
That's Dave Allers on the Mavericks Radio Network. Jason Smallage's goal was all the Mavs needed in taming the Tigers 5-0. Freshman Isaiah Seville picked up his first career shutout, stopping all 22 CC shots and earning NCHC Rookie of the Week honors and high praise from his head coach, Mike Gabinet.
Yeah, I thought maybe that was the best he's looked in a while. The Friday night against CC, I thought he looked really sharp. Really sound positionally. I thought he looked calm in the net, was tracking the puck and making routine saves look easy. And, again, for us to be successful, we need our goaltending to be above average, and he's given that to us. So it was really, really nice to see him have a shutout there on Friday night.
Omaha now 10 points out of the final home playoff spot, currently occupied by Denver. And the Pioneers don't look like they want to give it up anytime soon, especially the way they came out against Miami in Game 1.
Now one-timer by Lee, and that went through, tipped, and guess who got a hat trick? Tyler Ward got a hat trick in the first period. And if JJ had a hat, I'd throw it.
Our thanks to Jay Stickney for describing sophomore Tyler Ward's first collegiate hat trick that led to a 7-3 win over Miami. The following night, the Pioneers put up 7 again in a 7-0 whitewashing. For more information on securing your seat to the Frozen Faceoff in March, log on to nchchockey.com. I'm Jim Rich, and this has been the NCHC Radio Show.